I think it's very important about asthma. I think that was the clue that everyone jumped on to get the type 2 inflammation going. And so none of us as clinicians, look in there and see IL-5 or IL-4 or 13 in these endotypes, though they've been very instrumental and important. I thought I would share with you this slide, which comes from the Galen study in Europe. And they had three groups of patients: those that were a reference group, chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, chronic rhinosinusitis without polyps. And you can see if you go to the far left, and you can see that allergic rhinitis, and lots of people have allergic rhinitis, but it's no different between the group that has polyps, chronic rhinosinusitis with or without polyps. You get to atopy, where you actually measure IgE levels. You begin to see separation with elevation in that. But you see the biggest differentiator there is asthma. And you can see that when you get to those with chronic sinusitis with nasal polyps, asthma plays a large role. And so if you see somebody in the clinic with nasal polyps, you should definitely be asking them about their lung function and activity period. Then there's this subgroup, which used to be known as aspirin exacerbated respiratory disease. It involves more than aspirin, and the non-steroidals are involved. And you can see that is elevated, aspirin sensitivity is elevated in people with chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps. Other factors like eczema, which is a type 2 disease, drug allergy, you can see can also be a type 2 disease, and it seems to go along with people with that, but it's not of the frequency of asthma. So let me turn it back to you, Christine.